You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another exciting episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and this is episode 757, and exciting indeed, and I really like the question that's been posed by Ken, our favorite question asker. He asks, he's got a lot going on that drives a lot of questions, or he's just always thinking about different aspects of the industry. It's just fascinating.
If he's a lifelong learner, he's going to be successful.
No, I love it. I love it. It's fantastic, because you ask really good questions, and so this is no exception. And it's going to be interesting to chat about this a little bit. So looking forward to that.
Definitely looking forward to it. All right. Well, let's get into today's show, which is going to be quite a good one. Discussing certified flight instructors. Does a drone school need to have certified flight instructors? Do certified flight instructors even apply to drones? I mean, you see a lot of other schools, not really us, but you see a lot of other schools saying, we've got certified flight instructors. Is there really even a thing for drone operations? That answer and more today in our episode of Ask Drone You, which we are really excited about. And I just want to say, special thanks to Energen, because they just sent us the new Energen Drone Max 360 battery, which is really cool in that, it's got an inverter on it, which I love. So not only can you charge, 3S and 4S batteries, but you can also charge your laptop. You can charge all these things, and they're doing a Kickstarter for it, and they've almost launched their entire, they've almost launched the whole thing. You can actually get half price on the Drone Max 360. I'll make sure and show it in the next episode. I forgot to bring it to the table. But I will put this link in the description for you so you guys can check it out. I think it's really cool. I love the fact that I can have a battery that not only powers my drones, but can also power my laptop. I think that that's actually really cool. So as Rob is leaving the podcast room to go grab said Energen Drone Max battery, hopefully he grabs the right one. That is the right one. Does it feel full? Let's see. All right, so we have a special movement here going on. If you're watching,
never done before.
If you're listening on iTunes, you'll never see this. But if you watch on YouTube, you will. So, all right, here we go. By the way, this is a pre-production model, so it's not actually going to look like this. But yep, this is the one. Grab the right one. So it's okay.
I actually expected it to be bigger as you described it prior to us receiving it. That's
so
pretty compact.
I want to just say something really quick. So this is the Drone Max 360, right? And it can power two AC 110 volt cords or electronics, whatever. But it can also charge multiple batteries. Now, here's the thing. They're coming out with another new charger as well. And it's called the A80, and it's like this, but it can charge 6S batteries. So I'm really excited. I think this is awesome. I'm actually going to ask Victor if maybe we can keep this bad boy. But I think this is amazing, because there are so many times that I'm caught in the field with a dead laptop, and those days are over. So anyway, if you want to check them out, I'm going to leave the link in the description, and I'm sending it to Amanda and Rob right now. So what episode is this? 757. Like the airliner I'll be flying on the way to Hawaii. All right, well, let's go ahead and play today's question, as I think you guys are actually going to get a really big kick out of this.
Hey, Paul. Hey, Rob. Camp New Jersey. I wanted to know if there's a certification coming or in existence already that separates you as an instructor of SUAS operations versus just being a Part 107 certified pilot. I just ask because I know in terms of manned aircraft, if you're going to be an instructor, you have to get an instructor certificate. You can't just have a private pilot's license and have your commercial pilot's license. You have to go out and get an instructor certificate. And I feel like in the UAS world, all we have to do is get our Part 107, which is just basically a written test. You technically don't even have to own or have ever flown a drone to get a Part 107. And then you can go around advertising that you can be an instructor for, say, law enforcement or fire departments and whatnot. And granted, I understand that you're going to have some sort of reputation built up and a body of work out there that would prove that you can do that type of job. But is there any type of certificate in existence already or coming down the line that would separate someone like that from just a normal Part 107 pilot? Just want to know. Thanks.
Yeah, Ken, thank you for the question as always. And guys, don't forget, if you have a question, go to askdroneu.com. Don't let Ken be the only one to get these in. He brings up some great points.
He really does. I kind of feel like he's vetting us out too, and I love it because
yeah, for sure.
So many people fall for this BS, and it pisses me off so much because our main competitor in drone education puts all over the front page of their website, check out our instructors, CFI mechanic, CFI for drones, CFI, CFI, CFI. And if you're not familiar, a CFI is a certified flight instructor. But I've got news for you. Guess what? There's no such thing as a certified flight instructor when it comes to drones. There is no CFI for Part 107. There is no such thing. So if you're out there and you're like, oh, I'm gonna go to this drone school because they've got certified flight instructors. No, that means nothing other than the fact that they're really, really good at flying airplanes, which fly nothing like drones. Even better, very few of those people, if they are indeed CFIs, probably have extremely little experience in actually flying drones, let alone experience flying drones for money. Who do you want to learn for? Someone who's like, hey, my title from flying Boeing 737s actually has everything to do with flying Phantoms. I know I'm going to make drone flying great again. No, no, you idiot. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm getting a little fired
Easy.
Up here. It means nothing. Who would you rather get trained from? Someone like that? Or someone who actually does drone jobs for a living? They have actually learned the freaking hard way. And I mean people who actually do it all the time for a living. That's why we have created, I'm gonna calm down. That's why we created what's called Drone U Elite, which is actually the very first vetting program of any school, any training company in the world, what doesn't matter in the world, in the United States.
kind of matters.
For drone training. And we have a 10 different part qualification for these pilots. Qualification number one, have you made a significant amount of revenue in your drone business? Number two, do you have at least a certain number of hours of flying your drone? And can you prove it? Because I'm not going to take yes for an answer. Number three, can you actually fly a drone and get smooth, let alone buttery smooth shots? I've flown with some of the guys from the other school, and I would just like to have a drone school fly off.
Oh, gosh.
I would love that. Bring your best drone pilots, because this is going to be fun.
You got a little more worked up than I thought you would
I'm
on this question.
I'm just saying, these guys.
Okay, easy. And I don't even know if that's what Ken was going for. I mean, I think he asks a legitimate question. Is there a certification? I think he alludes to the fact that he knows there's not. So we know there's not, right? Let's just make that very clear. There is not a certification.
And we're not trying to fake it either, like other people.
So I would say this as it relates to...
Sorry.
My passionate little buddy over here.
You know me.
I think there is certainly some merit to being a CFI pilot. I mean, for certain aspects of the drone industry.
Like learning Part 107 and
Correct.
How to read sectional maps, which is why we at Drone U have a CFI for exactly that.
Absolutely.
But guess what? He's not a CFI for drones, because there is no such thing.
That's correct.
He is a CFI for powered parachutes and fixed wing and light sport aircraft.
Absolutely. And so when you ask the question, is there something coming down the pike? Not that we know of. There's been no mention of that as far as we're concerned from the FAA or from anybody else for that matter. Is it something that we would welcome? Absolutely. We would love to see that. It's something that, because there is not something like that, we are doing what we're doing with Drone U Elite and creating a group of trainers who we believe fit the bill in terms of meeting these requirements that Paul talks to as far as having actually done successfully and successfully including earning a fair amount of revenue from it, having already done it such that they can teach it. And by the way, just because they've earned revenue, that doesn't mean they can be a good trainer as well. So there's a flip side to that. That's why they need to meet certain things, including
the 10.
We need to see them train. Mm-hmm. We need to see how they interact with people. We need to get to know them and know what their personality is like.
We want to make sure that they can actually fly very, very well and teach others to do that. Yeah. We have, you know, what's called the Flight Mastery Course, which is an obstacle course, 10 to 12 different exercises to master flight. And it's been proven over years and years and years that someone can not only gain serious confidence and feel really good about flying, but also be able to fly in environments that would propose more risk than normal environments. And they learn how to channel their confidence, but understand not to be too confident. And they're able to fly these different routes and these obstacle courses. And at the end of the day, I call it going from zero to hero. And in all honesty, it is a system. It is formulaic. It is actually built to have a system. I mean, this is part of the reason why I became an owner of DroneU. I worked at an actual university, and they were doing drone trainings for even more than what we charge right now. I mean, you do a DroneU Elite training, and I think it's, what is it, $7.97 for a full day? And when I was working for this other school, they were charging $1,500, $1,600, sometimes $2,500, and they had no system, no obstacles, no exercises, no system of a class. Like, I think we're the first people, you know. My goal is not simply to talk trash about other schools. My goal is to provide the very best system of education to train as many people as well, better than the competition. My goal is to provide more value than anyone else, because we are in a very good position to do that. Why? We actually do said work. We don't actually say, oh my gosh, I'm the best drone pilot in the world. I'm so good. Look at me fly this mini racer. It's only 4 inches. I've only flown it in my house. Wind scares me. Okay, well, that's not us. That's a little exaggeration. I'm not saying that they're like that. I just like to do my Trump impersonations, okay? So,
in case you didn't notice.
So anyway, my point is that what drives this passion is the fact that I've been in this game longer than they have been around. I mean, I have been in this game and flying for double the amount of time that they've been around. And the thing is that in my opinion, the best type of training is experiential training. Training that comes from experience, because that is the only way you can truly understand the nuances. And here I am going down the rabbit hole, but I didn't understand the power of experiential training until I went to a college outside of the United States, because the United States really doesn't have this model. And a lot of people fall into the erroneous idea that if someone has a beautiful title next to their name, then they must be good at whatever they're doing. And I say BS, BS.
Well, on that point, I mean, if they had a certified drone pilot instructor, just because you have those letters by your name wouldn't make you a good trainer. So while that would be a good step, even that isn't going to be the sole way of weeding out the pilots that shouldn't be training. But anyways, I think we've made the point pretty clearly. It's something that we'd like to see. It's something that we're working on within our paradigm and within our corporate structure and the things that we're trying to do.
Let's just say it means a lot to us that we're always maintaining the highest level of quality control possible.
Correct. Yeah. So anyways, thank you for the question. It is a very valid question. It's a discussion I would imagine the FAA is having. I don't know. Perhaps not. There's a lot going on over there, and I don't know if they have time for this. But I would think so, given the growth of the drone industry, how quickly it's growing, and just how many drones are being sold. I would think they'd want an army of really good instructors out there making sure people are doing it the right way.
Yeah. And honestly, as you guys can see, I care very deeply about this, because I really care about the people that are going out into the world representing the drone industry, which is why it's important to me that these people are trained really, really well. Otherwise, these other groups that are not doing a good job are just putting more bottom feeders into the industry. And that's what this is not about. So
I just want to clarify that there could actually be plenty of other good trainers out there for other training organizations. Yes, there are.
There probably are.
There are.
You're a sweetheart. Everyone loves you, Rob. You're always giving the benefit of the doubt. And I could probably learn something from that. But in seeing some of these trainers and hearing what has been said about us, I do not feel bad at all about what I've said as I've tried to keep it.
I didn't expect you to feel bad.
APG. So, like I said, I don't even want to talk about it. Let's just get all the trainers together and have a freaking fly-off because it'll be really fun to not only do it, but it'll be really fun to just watch egos hit the floor, and it'll be really fun to just see who really is the best, because then it's not like, oh, let's talk about who's
all
the
right.
best.
All right, on that note, I think we're done. This has been
a great episode. Invite him to the fly-in. That's what I say. Do the obstacle course.
I'm calling it 1, 2, 3, 4, 10.
On that
for the count.
Bombshell by Rob over here.
Holy crap.
That's going to do it for us. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.